the things I feel. Can't get enough of your love, baby. This is Barry White. Made number one on this day in 1974. That man knew how to sing a love song. Speaking of love songs, it's time to talk to the city paper. Bainon Woods is here, senior editor of the city paper. Bainon, how are you?
I'm doing great, and that's a perfect song for today because our Best of Baltimore issue came out, and so we're full of all kinds of love today.
That's why I said what I said.
So our biggest issue of the year, you know, it's been coming out for decades,
yes.
And it causes all sorts of controversy. People, how could those idiots at City Paper think this thing is best as opposed to that thing is best? But we're really proud of it this year. It's a 200 and something pages, and you know, it's really a chance to be able to talk about what we love about the city and what we don't like. Some backhanded compliments come through as well, but unlike daily papers, it's part of the job of the alternative weekly of the reporters there and the editors there to feel for the city, to love the city, to hate things in the city, and to chide the city to be better. And we think we found really what is best in really some spectacular things that have happened this year. And as your previous guest mentioned, one of them who's going to be playing at the benefit, Brooks Long, got Best Real R&B, and is really just a spectacular singer and performer, and so we were really happy to acknowledge him with that.
So tell me what has jumped out at you as best. What best do you want to share with us on this time we have?
Well, one that's a sad and important one for us, Best Baltimorean is always one of the big categories, and last year we gave it to John Waters as a Hall of Fame Best Baltimorean, and this year we had to do it posthumously to Sam Holden,